fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 14th day of November. The prepper tip of the day. This is so important, I need to repeat what we did last Friday. Very important for you readers out there. Most of you are readers. It's a book. It's a book. You can buy a used copy. It's out of print. You can buy a used copy on Amazon.com for $700 plus shipping. How about that? A book that has 1,010 pages. A book that you will find is an excellent reference tool to learn what's really going on in this world of ours. Here's the title of it. Matrix 3, that's Roman numeral 3. Matrix 3, Volume 2. Subtitle, The Psycho, Social, Chemical, Biological, and Electronic Manipulation of Human Consciousness. Well, I'm working with my friend Tim Spencer. We've made this a free download at my website. If you go to my homepage at thelibertyman.com, scroll down the right side to free downloads. You can download this book, 1,010 pages. Here's what you do. You, at least for myself, reading a book on a glowing screen is not wise. It really isn't. It'll make your head hurt. Get yourself 1,010 pages of three-hole punch paper. The UPS store will do this for you, by the way, if you don't have the ability or the desire to do it yourself at home. UPS store, these other office supply stores, most of them can do this for you right there on the premises. Print it out on three-hole punch paper, put it in a three-ring binder, and you got yourself hard copy. Seriously, the book is that important. It really is that important. You'll find out how insidious, how comprehensive, and how evil the people are who want to harm us. That's what you'll find out with this book. We'll take your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. Planet X. There's been efforts going back to the early 1980s to cause a lot of misinformation, disinformation, confusion, and so forth about the topic. myself and my friend Professor McCanny have been dealing with this for years, he and I together and separately. There's a woman out there who claims to be the only human being on planet Earth out of, what, 7 billion, who's been chosen by aliens she calls the Zetas, Z-E-T-I-S, to communicate with. And she has a huge following on the Internet. It's amazing. It is amazing. And there's others out there. I'm not going to name any more names. Most of you know who they are. As opposed to serious researchers like myself, I am a serious researcher. I'm not an astrophysicist, but I am a serious researcher. And as a homicide detective, I developed two skills to a pretty high level. One is locating witnesses. The other is interviewing them. And I've made use of those skills to locate, interview, debrief the Navy veterans who were at the classified briefings. That's what I did. That's what I still do. In these debriefs, I found complete consistency among the stories of these Navy veterans. Complete, absolute, complete consistency. One from the other, decade after decade. My one listener, he may be listening right now, he goes by Phil from Montana, retired Navy veteran. It would have been, oh, let's see if I can get this right, the spring of 2009. That's what it would have been. He got a copy of my DVD. The first disc came out 2008. He got a copy of it and watched it, and he calls me up the spring of 2009. Introduces himself. He says, "John, I've seen your map before now on my DVD, Global Warming, what the government isn't telling you. I've reproduced a very excellent copy of what the Navy, of the map the Navy showed these men in these briefings. It's not the one. There's about 5 years ago, somebody published Gordon Michael Scallion's map and calls it the Navy map. It's not. The one on my DVD is the real Navy map, regardless." He said, "John, I've seen your map before." I said, "Yeah, really?" He said, "Yeah, really, really, I did." He says, "I was working in New Orleans. I was a young sailor, and I got a task to set up a briefing room for a group of admirals to come in for a Saturday morning briefing." He says, "John, admirals don't do Saturday morning briefings," but they did in this case. So he's setting up the tables, the chairs, the lights, the sound system. And he says, "There's this map on the wall with these odd, strange markings on it, a map of North America." Once the room was set up, he was not allowed in. The briefing was, it was admirals, flag rank officers only. There was an officer standing guard at the door, which he said also was highly unusual. Typically, it would be an enlisted person standing guard at the door, but they had an officer guarding the door. He said, "John, when these officers were showing up for the briefing, these men were telling jokes, smoking cigars, slapping each other on the back, how's the wife, how's the kids, and so forth, how's the career?" And they all went to the briefing room, door closed, guarded the door. He said, "John, when they came out of the briefing room, there was no more jokes, no more back slapping. He said, all men all looked like their puppy dog had died. That's what they looked like." Now, they had just gotten one of the first briefings. It was 1979 that the U.S. government sent the Pioneer 10 space probe up to a very specific part of space, searching for the 10th planet. They knew because of their calculations, and most of what astronomers do is based on mathematics, not staring at a microscope, but actually it involves mathematics. They knew from the perturbations of our outer planets in our solar system that there was something really big, really far out there in a very specific point in space. So they went looking for it, and they did find it. Planet X. They found it in 1979. They've been tracking it ever since. We're supposed to believe that the hundreds of millions of dollars spent by NASA is to improve our base of knowledge, to entertain school children with pretty pictures of the stars and so forth. Well, there's a much more serious side to what NASA does. They, just like the Vatican, are very focused on things that can hurt us, including Planet X. Oh, you don't know the Vatican looks at the skies, ladies and gentlemen? All you Catholics out there? The Vatican has built and maintains three professional-grade observatories to observe the stars. They do. Seems a bit out of keeping for their normally thought of mission statement of saving souls and running charity hospitals and schools, but they do that. They have not one, not two, but three professional-grade observatories to keep track of what's going on out there. There was an uptick in government spending beginning in 1979 that has continued to this day. I was talking to one of my correspondents last night. He says, John, what's the COG? And I said, that's continuity of government. And he says, well, in your presentation, you said that a COG had to be complete by 2009. I said, well, that's true. It did. On one hand. On the other, it continues to this day. It will never be finished. It will always be a work in progress until it's needed, of course. Continuity of government. Think the government's going to be there for you? Well, you're thinking the same government who couldn't find a Superdome for a week is going to come and help you during any kind of crisis. That's probably not very wise to think that. I'd say it's not wise at all. So, the government's getting ready. They're spending hundreds of millions of dollars building deep underground military bases where they'll be housing members of Congress, federal employees have been chosen and designated to be there, members of the military, of course, scientific community, and probably quite a few healthy young men and women with good genetics and high intelligence to help repopulate the devastated planet. It will be devastated. It will be devastated for a lot of reasons. Violently rising ocean levels and violent climate change are part of it, but people being cut off from medications will be another part of it. Civil disorder will be another part of it. There'll be plenty of things that will decimate the human population. That's what will happen. That's what they're planning on. I did find out that locally in my hometown, St. Louis, Missouri, they made use of a Superfund cleanup site as a cover story to do something else. Now, I haven't looked into it. I don't know for a fact, but my belief, based on what I observed in St. Louis, is that there's a high likelihood that other Superfund cleanup sites could have been used for the same purpose, where publicly they're spending money to mitigate some hazardous waste of some type. It could be petroleum products, it could be radioactive material, it doesn't matter. Some other toxic stuff. While they're actually using most of that money to build a shelter. That's what they did in St. Louis at a site called Weldon Springs. The official name of the site was Weldon Springs Remedial Action Site, if I got it right. Weldon Springs was a little country town that, at the outset of World War II, the federal government bought the town and about 2,000 acres or so to build a munitions plant. And in the 1950s, they built a plant to fabricate nuclear material for the Department of Defense. That was all shut down in the late 60s, early 70s. And then they came in 1979, I believe, announcing there was going to be a Superfund cleanup site there to mitigate the nuclear material. I was fine with that. I was out there with the Army. I was in the U.S. Army Special Forces training out there almost once a month. They brought in their job site trailers, construction job site trailers, put up some signs about what they were doing. Everybody thought that was great. And then about a year later, they shut down the entire military training area, allegedly because of nuclear contamination. That was my first red flag for the following reason. Without the Army's knowledge, without the Army's consent, us Special Forces troopers, we brought our own radiation detection equipment with us on training operations back in those areas. And we were all over, east, west, north, south of that training area. We never found anything above normal levels of background radiation. Never, ever. So we knew that was a fabrication, a cover story. That's when I started my investigation, which went on for better part of 15 years or so. Taking photographs on the ground, taking photographs from the air, locating and interviewing, debriefing outside vendors who were working there as subcontractors. And last but not least, debriefing my friend Ann Morrison, who was an employee there, about what she knew. And here she is right in the middle of it. And things happening a few feet from her, she didn't have a clue what was going on, because it's called compartmentalization. That's how the government keeps secrets. My father and grandfather both worked at Oak Ridge on behalf of getting our nuclear weapons program going. They were plumbers. There's about 250,000 men and women, by the way, that worked on the project to build the first atomic weapons. Almost all of them, like my father, my grandfather, did not have a clue what they were doing. Once again, compartmentalization. It's very effective, and it works. So I believe that other Superfund cleanup sites around the country have also been cover stories to spend literally millions of dollars to build shelters. Command and control shelters, continuity of government command and control shelters around the country, which they will use when the time comes, while the rest of us, those of us who paid for these shelters, won't have access to them. How about that? That's exactly what they'll do. Leaving us on our own to deal with the consequences of the 10th planet coming through our solar system. A lot of speculation about dates. I just read this young lady in Hanoi, Vietnam, saying it's going to be December of this year. I don't believe so. It will be here at some point, close enough to have more effect than it's already having. It's already, in my opinion, already having dramatic adverse effects on our planet. Article at my website certainly points this out, that article I wrote, the Gulf Stream has stopped. The Gulf Stream did, in fact, stop June 12, 2010. How about that? When the Gulf Stream stopped, it stopped regulating the jet stream. There's three jet streams: Northern Hemisphere, Equatorial, and Southern Hemisphere. No matter where on the planet you are, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that Gulf Stream is probably over your head, with winds as high as 200 miles an hour. That's the Gulf Stream. Excuse me, the jet stream. I got my streams mixed up. The jet stream. Now, the Gulf Stream stopped June 12, 2010. The Gulf Stream used to, past tense, regulate the jet stream. It no longer does that, which is one of several reasons we're getting such erratic, bizarre weather, because the Gulf Stream stopped June 12, 2010. That's one of the reasons. There's others, but that's one of the main ones. This lack of regulation of the jet stream causes these strange weather events that we're having, and weather we can no longer depend on, especially if you're in agriculture. There's our break music. Call number is 800-313-9443.
to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
How you doing? This is Jimmy from Zipa, and I want to talk to you a little bit about Black Friday and Cyber Monday. All you people that like to procrastinate, the people that like to go ahead on Black Friday the night before and they camp out waiting for that great deal. Well, hello, newsflash, the deal for Zipa is now. The deal for Zipa is today. We do not reward procrastination. If you want a great price on a Zipa, go to Zipa.com and buy now. If you're going to go ahead and procrastinate, we're going to penalize you for it. What does that mean? That means the price of all the Zipas go up on Black Friday. And you know what happens on Cyber Monday? It goes up again. This is the last opportunity that you will have to get this great price for the Zipa. This is the time now. You wait till Black Friday, the price is going up. Because remember, sleep is priceless. Go to Zipa.com, that's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, and get the deal now.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't yet read the article titled The Secret War on Cash, well, you really need to. If you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, click on the tile right below me on the motorcycle, you'll get that article and be able to read it very quickly. This is from Swiss America. My friends at Swiss America are the people who deal in gold coins, silver and gold bullion. When you deal with Swiss America, you know you're working with honest people who will meet your needs by providing you the gold coins, gold and silver bullion that you need to meet your objectives. Contact Wes Peters. Wes is a great guy. He knows the business. He won't press you to buy anything. He'll help you achieve your goals. His phone number is 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday the 14th. We've got a caller on hold here. We got Eddie in North Carolina. Good morning, Eddie.
Hey, good morning, John. Again, I'm going to put in a plug for the energy cleaner. If you haven't gotten one, by all means, get it. Don't wait until it's too late. They're outstanding. They do everything you say they do. And, yes, there's that 1% that they probably don't work with. But I thank God my wife and I are not one of those 1%.
Okay.
But I call in reference again. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Eddie. Yeah.
Okay, I call in reference again to what you were talking about earlier, that you always get the question, when, John, is this going to happen? Now, I called in Friday, I think it was, with Ann, when Ann was on, and I feel this bears repeating, because neither you nor me nor anyone else affixed the time frame for the appearance of Nibiru, except for the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he spoke it through John in the book of Revelation. This is so incredible, because John says in chapter 12, verse 1, and there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. John, we are the only generation that has had at our fingertips any assortment of astronomical programs to go through and check, verify, to see the stars at any moment in history that we desire. And this particular sign, according to all the programs, will appear September 23rd next year. It has not appeared before in man's history. A gentleman says that it occurred on the fourth day of creation when the Lord put the stars and heavens in their places. I haven't verified that, but these programs state that as of September 23rd next year, there will appear this great sign. Virgo will have the sun at her shoulder. The moon will be at her feet for a couple of hours because the moon is really moving it on. She will have the 12 stars over their head, which will be made up of three of the planets. And it's going to occur next year. Now, John went on. He actually described the end from the beginning. He tells you about this sign, and then he tells you what happens before the sign. It says, she being with child cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered. Jupiter will enter the womb of Virgo this Sunday, November the 20th. This is a monumental event where it will stay bouncing around in the womb of Virgo through an incredible set of retrogrades for a period of 41 weeks, the perfect time for the gestation, and will exit her womb between her legs, just like it would be going down the birth canal, on September 9th of next year, 14 days before this great sign of verse 1 appears. Then he says, and there appeared another wonder in heaven. And behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. I don't know of any better description of Nibiru than this, it being the great red dragon. And he says his tail drew a third of the stars down. That is the what I'm thinking about Nibiru. And he stood, the dragon, or Nibiru, stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, or to devour her child as soon as it was born. So the celestial signs being what they are, we should see any time between, I would say, November 20th, when Jupiter enters the womb of Virgo, until it exits, by surely, if this is a true understanding of these scriptures, then by September 9th of next year, Nibiru will have become visible to every eye on this planet. And some conjecture that Nibiru will impact Jupiter on its lower third and knock off that section that was highlighted by the Comet Shoemaker-Levy impact of 1994. And that would explain where it says the child was caught up into heaven, which could possibly knock Jupiter out of its orbit, and I would put it going, it would be a tremendous event. This would be an event of monumental.
Hold that thought.
Description. Okay.
Okay. We got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi. My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 14th of November. My website is thelibertyman.com. We got a new DVD set for sale at my website. We'll be interviewing Randall Terry tomorrow about this DVD set titled "What Would Muhammad Do?" If you look just below the tile of my homepage at thelibertyman.com, just below the tile for Swiss America, you'll see the sword there and the statement "What Would Muhammad Do?" Also, my website, you'll find an energy cleaner for sale. Well, it is a healing device. A healing device that will most likely, 96-97% chance, help you mitigate pain and get a great night's sleep. If it doesn't, I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. Picking up a freshly made batch from my friend Tom Berryhill tomorrow. I got factory-made fitted mattress pads in stock, ready for delivery. You need to do your homework. Read up on the patent application information at my website. You can read the testimonials from people like my friend Steve Whitman, who gives the energy cleaner and myself credit for saving his life, literally. And then make your decision. I do take PayPal. PayPal is the most secure way to make any payment online. The energy cleaner is only $285 shipping included, by the way. Originally, when they were handmade one at a time, they were $3,000 a piece. Now they're only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. I take MasterCard, Visa, checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free auto line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're taking your questions, calls, and comments at 800-313-9443. Eddie, let's wrap up your comments so we can move on, sir.
All right. Thank you much, John. Again, I want to say we're going to witness profound events in the heavens. No one calculated this date. This was put into motion when our Creator God, the Lord Jesus Christ, set everything in motion on day four of when he set the sun, moon, and stars and all the lights in the heavens. He set all this in motion back then. And so we have between now and September 23rd of next year to watch and see if these events play out as John described them. But I want to put one more plug in for the energy cleaner, John. Remember I talked with you when you were in Asheville at the
right.
Expo 2 years ago.
Right,
and
right.
Told you that my mother had lost her ability. She was in her homegoing time season, and this was March of 2015. And she was at the point where she had to be helped to the bathroom. She couldn't get up and go. My sisters were being wore out to a frazzle. That's when we ordered our third energy cleaner from you. And we put it on her. She didn't even know it was there. And John, within 2 days, she was up, able to go to the bathroom by herself. She was able to push her walker through thick sand in Florida from where she lived at her little trailer behind my sister all the way to my sister's house and back.
That's hard to do for anybody.
Yes. She was 92, approaching her 93rd birthday. Had we been able to get her on the energy cleaner during her final hospital stay, I think it would have brought her back. She would have gained her ability to be ambulatory again. But because of the fact you can't take them in hospitals, they won't let you do it, you know, the weakness set in, and she went on to be with the Lord. But I will tell anybody, don't delay getting that energy cleaner. It is a fantastic device. And, John, I can't thank you and Tom.
Well, here's how you get it in the hospital. It's too late for your mom, obviously, but next time, if it ever comes up again, you make a sticker and put it on there, and it says prayer machine. Prayer machine. The doctors and nurses will laugh at you. They'll think you're some kind of barefoot, ignorant hillbilly, but they won't do anything about it.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I can't. And one other thing, we have two 12-volt seat heaters that are modified for our energy cleaners, and I put one on my wife's seat and one on mine, and we can't wait to get in the car, go on a long drive.
That's great. That's great, Eddie. We do appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Okay. Nothing like experiences, ladies and gentlemen. Call up numbers 800-313-9443. I do the same thing. I have my 12 by 24 inch pad that I sell. I have a couple of them, one for my wife, one for myself. And when I make a road trip, anything that's more than a couple of hours, I be sure to have that energy cleaner pad on the seat of the town car or rental car, whatever I've got. And the miles just melt away. I mean, it's just, the difference is phenomenal. It's absolutely phenomenal. So I don't want to dwell on that any longer. Getting back to Planet X. Well, I'll put this in my, make a note of this, it's 23rd of September. And we'll see if Eddie's prognostications amount to anything. We'll see. September 23rd will be here before we know it. I'm not giving out any dates myself. Now, I've had this happen in the past where I've had a guest who gave out a date. Where was a guest? When was that? The summer of 2014, I had a guest who was giving a date of August of 2014, I believe. It doesn't really matter. I gave multiple caveats, multiple ones, saying this is the prognostication, the date given by my guest. It is not my date. Well, some ding-dong over in San Diego, or we tracked it down to an IP address in San Diego. They took that show, edited out all the caveats, edited out my, you know, when I come back from every break, I give the date of the show, edited out the dates, and posted it on the internet, on Facebook, on YouTube, excuse me, not Facebook, but posted on YouTube as if I had just done it. And here's why they do that. They go to this trouble because there's a way to generate income on YouTube. That's why they do these things. It takes a lot of time to edit something like that and come up with a finished product that is not what it appears to be. It's an unfortunate thing, but it's part of the modern times that we live in. The financial incentive is what drives these things to happen. My friend Professor McCanning, he's had the same thing happen to him, where these people, these unscrupulous, unethical people, will take our work product, our proprietary copyrighted work product, and edit it and massage it and manipulate it to make it appear to be something else. Very unfortunate, but that's the modern age. I'm the real deal. Professor McCanny is a real deal. Men and women that know me, they know I'm a pretty serious guy. I've spent basically half a century dealing with serious matters with serious consequences. It was December of 1966. I enlisted in the U.S. Army and took my oath in January 1966. I began the process in the fall of 1966, November, December time frame, going through all the testing and diagnostic procedures and so forth to make sure I got what I wanted, which was to become an intelligence analyst. And I was very quickly thrust into positions of trust and responsibility with serious consequences as a 20-year-old in Vietnam. So I've been doing serious things with serious consequences my entire adult life, whether it was working in military intelligence or working as a homicide detective, working as a bodyguard, other investigative matters. So I am a serious guy, and I'm very comfortable having a lot of responsibility and doing these things. What I'm doing now as a radio talk show host is just a continuation. In fact, my first disastrous semester in college, the fall of 1966, I thought I was going to be a journalism major. It seemed like a good thing to do at the time. So here I find myself half a century later, and I actually am a journalist. I'm a broadcast journalist. So that's sort of some continuity there, isn't there? I went back to the college after the Army. I was a photojournalist for the college newspaper. So there's been continuity all these decades for John Moore in the world of journalism. In fact, I was offered a job with a world-class newspaper, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, the summer of 73, I think it was. I was offered a job as a photojournalist and with Sunday Pictures magazine. By the guy who ran it at the time. He's long since retired. I haven't been in touch with him for quite a few years. I turned down the job. It was intriguing to have the job offer. And the reason I turned it down was they were offering $100 a week and all the film I could shoot. Well, the first name of the gentleman making the offer, Bob, I said, Bob, I can't live on $100 a week. There's no way. It can't be done. I'm not a trust fund kid. I need to be able to make a living, pay rent, buy food, put gas in the car. I can't do it, so I had to turn down the job. Oh, well. Oh, well. No regrets, right? No regrets. The story about Planet X, the real story, there's different places you can get it. Professor McCanny has written 3 books related to this topic. My 2 DVD set, titled Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. That's what it's about. My attempt to get people's attention with the title to point out the deception of global warming. And the Al Gore story and his presentation that won the Academy Award for Best Documentary that year, An Inconvenient Truth, that's part of the deception. Now, very few people I meet will actually admit to watching the whole thing. Very few, on one hand. On the other, there is some truth in the movie, the documentary, An Inconvenient Truth. He doesn't give a specific date, but what he says is the following. In the middle of the century, now he's talking about the 21st century, in the middle of the century, there's going to be violently rising ocean levels. Now, that's a pretty loosey-goosey time frame, to say the least. What's the middle of the century? Is it from 2025 to 2075? Is it 2050? Well, it's certainly open to discussion, isn't it? Obviously, 2050 is the exact middle of the century, but you could still say 20 years either side of it and still say the middle of the century, couldn't you? Why not? But there will be violently rising ocean levels. That is a scientific fact, as far as I know. That's what the scientists who work for the U.S. Navy have been saying since 1979 to their own people. Violently rising ocean levels. I was at my high school reunion about a month ago. I didn't know very many women in our class. It was just the nature of the social interaction at the time. We all knew each other slightly. And one of these women has made her home, her permanent home in Florida. So I was sitting here talking to her briefly, and I thought I would educate her about the violently rising ocean levels. Turned out she already knew. And apparently, it's something that a lot of people in Florida know. I don't know how many. I don't get down there that much. I was down there two summers ago. So she already knew this, and she's not leaving anytime soon, although she knows it's probably going to happen. I'm always bumping into people who know this, especially people connected to the government. SEMA, State Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Agency, various directors of preparedness at the county level, at the city level, at the state level, police officers, firemen, retired military people. They know it, and they just keep it to themselves. They're not going to talk to anybody about it. What purpose does that serve? Especially if they're drawing a pension that could be at risk if they tell what they know from classified briefings. They're not about to do that. No, it's not going to happen. Not going to happen. So, you need to do your own research. I think getting my DVD set, Global Warming, What the Government's Been Telling You, for sale at my website would be a good starting place. Not quite 4 hours of lecture in front of a live audience. At the end of the second disc, there's a bibliography of about 16 or 20 books. If you want to read 20,000 plus pages, you can really educate yourself if you choose to. It's kind of ironic that both journalists that talk to me and people that aren't journalists, they all want a two or three sentence or a paragraph to explain what takes me 4 hours to discuss on my DVD set, and even that's abbreviated, quite frankly. The 4 hours on those two DVDs is actually abbreviated. But that's what people want. They want the shorthand version. And it doesn't matter who they are. It could be a plumber, an electrician, or a news reporter with Fox News. It doesn't matter. That's the American way, is to expect and want quick, simplistic answers to incredibly complex matters. And the matter of Planet X is incredibly complex. You know, when I say you need to read 20,000 pages to understand this, you do. If you really want to understand this matter, you need to read 20,000 pages of books, real books that really are at the Library of Congress, and then you'll understand it. Almost none of you will do that. Some of you have, a few here and there. Almost none of you have or will. I understand that. My DVD set exists for those of you who won't. Might be the best $25 you ever spent. I get reports back of entire families sitting there for 4 hours watching this in complete silence. one lawyer in California. He wrote me a note, John, I've been trying to explain this to my wife for years. She watches your DVD, now she's convinced. Send me five more. In the world we live in, it's a way to reach out to people and educate them with this medium on DVDs. It's non-threatening. It can be used by most people most of the time. People don't read anymore. I mean, the listeners to my show are an exception, but most people most of the time don't read. Here's our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years. Since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 14th of November. Got our last caller on hold here. We got Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, John. I sort of think there is a lot of secret stuff about Planet X that is known to people. Wouldn't you think that someone would leak out through a safe means different secrets on Planet X that's so vital for us to know?
Well, that's what I'm doing, Dave. That's what I do.
Well, I mean, things maybe that aren't known at all by even you. Is that possible, John, or not?
Well, it's possible, but we keep searching. But the combination of promises and threats keeps people silent, Dave. That's what happens. Promises and threats. Promises of a pension, a paycheck, and shelter. Threats of going to jail and losing your paycheck and your pension. That's how they keep these people quiet.
Well, John, can't things be leaked out in a way that can't be traced back to the person that's leaking out the information?
That hasn't happened that I know of.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, thank you. I keep hoping.
Okay, thank you, Dave. We
appreciate for your work.
Bye-bye. Okay. Yeah, well, as I'm a very public person. There's literally hundreds of men and women who have inside information that listen to my show, and they keep quiet, and I respect that. I respect that. Why should they put at risk their liberty, their pension, by telling you what they know? Why should they do that? Well, they're not going to. They're not going to risk going to jail. They're not going to risk losing their pension or their paycheck if they're still working for the government. They're not going to do that. It's not going to happen. End of story. Can they do it in such a way that it's not traceable back to them? Well, they're not going to take the risk. Why should they take any risk? Well, they're not going to. At least I haven't found anybody yet that's willing to. Now, my friend Tim Spencer, he's gone public with insider information. He saw the map when he was in the Navy doing classified work for the U.S. Navy. He doesn't have a pension. He has 100% disability because he was injured twice on U.S. Navy submarines, once with exposure to radiation, the other with a serious injury. So Tim's gone public with what he knows within his limitations. I go public all the time with what I know. I do get word back to me from some of these men and women in these agencies that I talk about things I shouldn't be. Well, I'm going to keep doing it. I'm not going to stop. And what I bring to the table is enough to educate you, enough to inform you, enough to give you the information you need to make your own decision. That's what I bring to the table. In my DVD, 2DV set, it's titled Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You, will give you everything you need to make an informed decision and to move forward if you choose to. That's where it is. That's what I bring to the table. I still search. I still hold out hope there's going to be other information. Okay, that's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
For you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
You're listening. listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.